This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Tim Hacera, Public Works Director for the City of Cardinville. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Morning, Rick.
Tim, several months ago, I guess we could say, or in the past, there was a Cardinville water study, and that was looking into what options Cardinville had for its water supply, if fix up the water plant, get a new source of water. And I had an interview with you where you were even talking about some wells, you know, to the west of here. And there's been a number of things come up, and I thought you could update us on some of the things that happened as far as you looked at the wells, you also looked at combining communities. So if you would, tell us a little bit where we are on that study now.
I'll do my best to try to fill in the blanks here. Right now, we are still currently, we are currently continuing this water study. The water study actually involves a regional concept with Fosterburg, Jerseyville, the city of Jerseyville Rural Water, and Cardinville. It's being looked at as a group entity. I guess the exciting part of this is if this was to come to attrition someday, that it would be sustainability would be unbelievable for them, for communities and for their growth potential, compared to what some of the water sources they currently have. Also financially, where the city of Cardinville, Fosterburg, Jerseyville Rural Water, other than the study that's being done, and possibly from this point today on, it looks like the most we may spend as a community would be $10,000, and that be all four entities together. And that would be the cost share part of a grant. The studies has progressed to the point where I'd say we're 80% complete. The other 20% may take $2,000 or $3,000, $4,000 from the city of Cardinville, some money chipped in some of the others. At that point, the entity that would be formed, the regional concept, they would assume all expenditures from there. Wouldn't be the city of Cardinville, wouldn't be the... And the good part of this is, and we're to the point in the study now that I'm going to make this public, that we, the projections are that we will be able to produce water at less than $4 per thousand, which is less than what Cardinville itself can produce water with its aging plant issues, maintenance, the difference in how it has to be operated and maintained. It looks like this could be a very exciting thing for several communities. And I'd like to see this finished up, and it looks like it has phenomenal potential.
The actual water, where would it come from if this entity becomes real?
It would come from an aquifer in the Illinois River bottoms, which is currently where Jerseyville, the city of Jerseyville, gets its water from. That's why Jerseyville is an important player in this group. They hold actually the key to success in this venture with several of us. And the vulnerability of water that comes from the ground versus water that comes from the surface, whether it be a lake or river, for obvious reasons, you know, the vulnerability there is totally different, and the sustainability is totally different too. So it's very exciting that the groundwater is a possibility for this venture.
Now, you say Jerseyville is a very important part. Where is Jerseyville at this time?
Right now, they're doing a study of what it's costing them to produce water. Mayor Russell is been very cooperative and been in communication with the mayor of Carlinville. And they're in the study phase of what their production is now and what benefits it could bring them. Jerseyville is going to be a part of it. The mayor would like for them to be a part of it. And right now they're just going through their financial, you know, and seeing if how it's going to work for them. Does it make sense for Jerseyville or doesn't it? We're all hoping that it does.
You brought up Fosterburg. Does Fosterburg already get their water through Jerseyville, or would there be a intermediate point where they connect together?
No. If it comes? There'll be a connection where Jerseyville, a main line would come from the river bottom through Jerseyville, which would be, this is the importance of the routing if Jerseyville's involved, who's involved or where we have to get it. If Jerseyville's not involved, it doesn't mean that this is going to be a completely off the table issue. We were previously looking at a different spot for water source further to on the river bottom to the north. The routing of the main line would be in a different spot. The plant would be in a different spot. But if you move south further into the Jerseyville corridor, it makes more sense to route the water line, the main feed line. It makes it more accessible for Fosterburg, makes it more accessible for Jerseyville Rural Water. And quite honestly, it shortens the distance to Carlinville.
Through Carlinville, I'm a member, CMC, Central Macoupin. Their piping is in place. Are they part of this as well?
They would be only... Because at that point, that's where their water would be coming from. What they get from Carlinville or what they may get from Jerseyville Rural Water or whoever, at that point, it would all be the same water.
If all the entities come online and, yes, we're going to create this, what are we talking about as like plant creation or how does that go?
If this was to happen, let's just say everybody's on board and it's a go. At that point, there would be more wells that would be drilled in the Illinois River bottom that's currently held as an asset by Jerseyville. The plant would be placed closer to Jerseyville. Jerseyville currently has 3 full-time employees that staff their water plant. Their 3 full-time employees would be marked to be staying there. We would be putting 3 of our full-time employees from Carlinville there, as Jerseyville Rural Water and Fosterburg would not have employees. We've been far enough into this discussion with Mayor Russell that his 3 full-time people, 3 of our full-time people that we currently have of 4, staff of 4, and if there's a staff of 5 here, they would be moved into other departments and guaranteed to keep their positions. Nobody will lose a job in Jerseyville or the city of Carlinville for a different water plant. So the water plant would be placed there, closer to there, and our employees would definitely have the opportunity to be there, to be employed there, and to work there.
And just to go back a minute for a little clarity, Carlinville Water, people can read it, people can hear it, reports, people know that lots going on with the water plant, and that is still a situation that there's a lot to bring it up to, I guess, quote, code, or what the EPA wants as far as that.
We've definitely had some deficiencies, piping schemes, piping structures that were in place for years, things that need to be upgraded. The panels and control panels and SCADA system have been upgraded in the last several months. Currently, we're in a situation where we're trying to reroute a line, water line that's underneath the whole foundation of the building that has broken in the last week. It was put in place in 1937. I mean, you can't expect it to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the maintenance cost of our plant, because of age of infrastructure, piping, electrical, everything, structure of the building, is to the point where it needs to be replaced. It needs to be redone. So that's one reason that the city of Carlinville is looking into alternate source of water.
Tim Hacera, thank you for joining us on the Around Macoupin County program.
Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.